Joining us on the line right now is Debbie Schutt. She is the Behavior Intervention Coordinator for the Parent Network of Western New York. Good morning and happy Thursday, Debbie.
Good morning and happy Friday Eve.
Yeah, I like that better. No, but Debbie, always appreciate you taking some time out of your day joining us here on the Niagara's Choice Voice Line on WLVL. So I guess I just wanted to kick off by asking, of course, the Parent Network of Western New York. You guys have been having live webinars for quite a while now, but we do have one tonight. And if you could just let us know, it's from 4 to 6, but what can we expect?
Tonight we are doing, it's called Challenging Behaviors in the Community in the Home. It's with Dr. Marcus Tamir, which a lot of people in the community are familiar with if they have kids with autism or other disabilities. And for those 2 hours, Dr. Tamir will just be talking about different tips and strategies that parents can use to help deter or intervene when their children are displaying some of those concerning behaviors such as meltdowns or tantrums, to name a few.
Yeah, and it goes for kids that do have other issues, I guess, than other kids, other problems they have to face in life, but even for just all kids. I mean, this has been a summer where it can be very stressful. They haven't been seeing friends, they have no events to go to or camps to go to. And now they got to go back to school. So, it's going to be a huge change in mindset for these kids. So I think this could be a really good webinar for folks to tune into if they're interested.
Yeah, knowing Dr. Tamir, he is very interactive and will make a lot of time to, let parents ask their individualized questions and provide, specific tips and strategies that might be appropriate to that family. Mm-hmm. I think another challenge that a lot of families are facing right now is not just the return to school, but the return to a form of school. I don't even know what to call it. Hybrid school.
Right, right.
Yeah, that definitely is something that none of us have faced before. And, and even now, I mean, we're this close to what's supposed to be the start of school, and even some districts are still trying to work out the details of how many hours are they going to be in class, how many hours are they going to be taught at home, using the computer, and things are just going back and forth, and it has to be a pretty stressful time, Debbie. There's also a seminar that's happening, a Zoom meeting that's happening tomorrow. That would be Friday from 3 to 4 about stress. Could you give us some details about that, perhaps?
Yes, we have partnered with a couple of local students, college students, who are doing a stress and mindfulness for young adults ages. I think it's recommended for ages 14 to 26. Mm-hmm. And they are going to teach youth about some, stress management tips and mindfulness tips. As we are all experiencing, increases in stress right now. And it appears that there's a lot less resources for young people in managing that stress and being more mindful. I know we have a lot more for adults than we have for kids. So this seemed like a good opportunity to help these college students with some of their requirements for their education and also to help some of the young people in our community.
Which is a really interesting dynamic. It's almost like talking to, a friend that's your age or close to your age. College students talking to other young adults. That's really interesting to maybe get a firsthand perspective on what they've had to deal with. And, you can give firsthand experience to someone dealing with maybe the same exact thing that you dealt with.
Yes, and in regards to young people, sometimes they might respond better to people closer to their own ages mm-hmm. than from parents or authority figures. So that is also a way in which young people can benefit from this event.
Right, and so, we mentioned these events. These are these are all virtual, but how can someone, you know, maybe for someone just tuning in, maybe they haven't heard you with us on WLVL before, Debbie, but how can they get involved? What's the process like to register to be a part of these webinars?
It's very simple. If you went to our website at parentnetworkwny.org, click on our events calendar, find any or all the events you would like to attend, and when you click on them, you can register. I believe we are asking for name, email address, and zip code. Mm-hmm. So it's not overly invasive, it's not time-consuming, and it doesn't cost anything.
Yeah. Joining us right now on Niagara's Choice Voice Line is Debbie Shutt, Behavior Intervention Coordinator for the Parent Network of Western New York. You know, we mentioned these events, which kind of have a theme or a direction they go towards. But, you know, one thing that is heavily promoted on your website is just one-on-one support lines for parents, or maybe even young adults, too, just looking for some light counseling, you know, at their convenience. So tell us a little bit more about how they can get involved with just maybe getting some advice or some encouragement or some pointers or tips.
Our one-to-one support line is for, we mainly get calls from parents and professionals, and a lot, even before coronavirus, a lot of the questions or information that was being sought was about school and special education needs, rules, recommendations for like individualized education plans and committee on special education meetings. So, but we do also provide a lot of just information and referrals if individuals are looking for something specific related to their family, their children, kids that they work with, in regards to maybe counseling or a very specialized need. Trying to think of some other examples.
Yeah.
For people who maybe need behavioral services, which usually now is referred to me, or if they need help navigating systems within like the Office of People with Developmental Disabilities or the Office of Mental Health, if they're trying to link with those types of services, we can assist with that. We can even sign them up if they are interested in having their own family support specialist that will touch base and connect with the family as much as needed to help guide them through some of those processes.
And so, Debbie, there may be folks listening this morning that aren't aware that you've been with us a couple of times now on Wake Up Niagara, and maybe they've never heard of Parent Network of Western New York. So I was hoping maybe you could just give us some idea. Are you how is the organization funded? Is it not-for-profit? And are people able to support you financially?
It is not-for-profit. We have a variety of grants that make up most of our funding. There are opportunities, and our website right now won't load. It might be me. I don't know.
I'm on it right now. It's here.
People can, you know, we could accept donations. Most of our funding is grant funding. And, you know, again, we're primarily providing educational and developmental disability resources for parents, caregivers, families, professionals across Western New York. And we serve approximately 10,000 people every year.
Wow. That's a great mission that you have there, Debbie. So we're running out of time real quick here, but one last thought that you'd like to share with people, either concerning stress or behavior modification or anything that you'd like to throw at us this morning.
So I did notice that they weren't on our event calendar yet, but there are a couple of other upcoming events that I will be doing. We added two more dates and time for the My Child Won't Wear a Mask.
Okay.
Which is in September. And then we also added two events about how to keep and build structure and routine in your home when you have the hybrid school model to try to work with. And two of those events also in September.
All right. So, Debbie Schutt, thank you very much for joining us this morning on Wake Up Niagara. Debbie is with Parent Network of Western New York. She's a behavior intervention coordinator for the organization. Debbie, we look forward to having you back with us again sometime soon, okay?
Sounds great. Have a wonderful day.